Saturday, February the 13th, was a beautiful day. I began to feel stir-crazy. It's quite possible to live within these walls, but I wanted to get out, get exercise, and see people. I called Margie McNamara. She came down about 12, and we walked around the grounds, where the first faint swelling of the buds is beginning, and the bulbs are up, just a brave inch of green. Then we did a little detour through the offices of the West Wing, where petitions are going in, and some decorating and refurbishing with the guidance of Bill Walton, and the prodding of Busby. We went into the rather dejected-looking fish room, which has no personality at all, and ought to look like a very distinguished men's club, perhaps the library of one, because it is the waiting room for the president, where everybody who comes to see him gets put, sometimes for a rather lengthy stay, until they go in for their conference. I remember having waited here once with a camel driver from Pakistan to see President Kennedy. It needs color, probably some rich red, and personality, some interesting historical objects of art, or some personal mementos of the present holder of the office. But alas, there's so much to be done. Then Margie and I went on over to Bowl, where Linda and Dave joined us. And I broke 100, chalking up 101 on the first game. It was good just to stretch muscles. We finished up 2 games just in time to come back and have an omelet about 2:30. No word from Lyndon. I was about to send him over some soup when I got the word. He had asked for some dessert, tapioca. What will we do, Zephyr and I, when he eats so much of it he can no longer stand it? In the late evening, when I was working in my study, Lucy, lovely as the first jonquil of spring, in a yellow lace dress, came in to see me. They are the most precious hours, and it's odd how there have been more of them since we moved into this house than I remember in all our years together, Linda's and Lucy's and mine. Lucy was not amused when I offered her a handkerchief, because the dress was quite low in the bosom. She was on her way to the winter dance at National Cathedral School, solely out of duty and not out of eager anticipation. But, she said, she planned to make her presence felt, to speak sweetly to every one of the teachers that she saw and all of her classmates while she was there, stay a short while, and then leave for more amusing fields. Lucy genuinely appreciates what the school has done for her and wants to repay them by a show of class spirit, such as attending this dance and having her history class over for a special tour of the White House. And I do think it is as much, or perhaps more, out of deference to National Cathedral and their understanding and hard work with her, as it is out of care for her parents' feelings, that Lucy does not insist on becoming a Catholic immediately. She realizes that it would be an embarrassment to the Episcopal school that she attends, and they have really worked with her. My little philosopher said, "I am prouder and happier with myself these last 6 months than I ever have been in my life." And it shows in her grades, in the companionship she has for me and her daddy, although there are still little raw moments sometimes with her sister, or rather, I should say, a mutual failing to appreciate each other for their wonderful but very different selves. Linda, in a new red dress, looking very lovely, was going out with Dave to dinner and then to see the roar of the grease paint, the smell of the crowd. Dave is my ally in at least one respect. He wants Linda to dress up, and she dresses up for him. It took 2 telephone calls to finally get Lyndon off to our dinner date at the Jack Valenti's. He had been seeing a series of newspaper men, the Associated Press head, the United Press head, John Chancellor of one of the networks, whom he found fascinating, and Joe Kraft. I had been very determined that we should go out to dinner tonight, partly because I wanted Zephyr to get home early. It's been 12 o'clock nearly every night this week, and partly because I'm yearning for some bright companionship, and there was that there. The Max Friedmans, the Bill Whites, the Carpenters, the Doug Caters, the Ramsey Clarks, sitting around a fire in Jack and Mary Margaret's recreation room. And so the week comes to a close, with a lull, a sort of a truce, in the tension in Vietnam, but anti-American riots erupting in 4 or 5 European capitals. At my table, we talked about books and plays. Albie, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, Tennessee Williams, Flurry Sundown. It was a pleasant and undemanding day. Probably the most memorable part was attending the swearing-in a little before 12 in the cabinet room of Nick Katzenbach as Attorney General, Whizzer White swearing him in, and all his family present, parents on both sides, aunts, uncle, cousins, and Bobby Kennedy and Ethel, and of Ramsey Clark, his deputy attorney general, sworn in by his father, Justice Clark, very proud and beaming, and a goodly assemblage of the Clark family, including Bill Clark from Dallas, now running the old Clark Law Firm.